All right, Pig. I want you to start by focusing on your breathing. We're going to have you take a couple nice, slow, deep breaths in and out. And with each breath in, I want you to imagine that you are breathing in a pink cloud of relaxation. And with each breath out, I want you to imagine that you're breathing out a black cloud of stress and tension. Good pig. Now, I want you to imagine a pink ball of light coming out of your computer. And as you stare at this pink ball of light, your head just feels so dizzy looking at it. Now I want you to imagine that this pink ball of light is hovering down towards your feet. And as it covers your feet, they just naturally start relaxing. Some people feel this relaxation as a tingling. Others feel this relaxation as a numbness. And some piggies feel nothing at all, but their bodies relax just the same. And the warm pink light rising up over your ankles now. Feel your ankles start to tingle and go numb within the warm embrace of the pink light. Good pig, it's so easy to sink deeper and deeper into the relaxation as the pink light rises up over your calves now. Feel your calves growing so warm as all the stress and tension just drips out of them. And as the pink light rises up over your knees and up to your thighs, perhaps you notice your excitement growing even stronger now. It's easy to get excited when you're headed into a deep trance. And you know that the more excited you get, the more suggestible you will become. Good pig. Feel that warm pink light rising up over your crotch now. And whether you feel your crotch growing so excited, or you let it tingle and go numb into the relaxation of trance, you know you are becoming so relaxed and suggestible. You know you are sinking deeper and deeper into trance. That's right, pig. Feel the relaxation rising up again, rising up over your stomach. Feel your stomach tingling in that warm blanket of relaxation, or perhaps even going numb into the helplessness of a good trance. It's so easy to sink deeper and deeper for me now, dropping down into an even deeper trance as the pink light rises up over your chest. Feel that growing warmth radiating through your chest now. And as it does, perhaps you will notice how it is making your relaxing breathing even more relaxing for me now. Good pig. Sink deeper and deeper into the enjoyment and relaxation of letting that pink light rise up now. Up over your shoulders. Many pigs enjoy experiencing this part like a nice warm massage, working out any stress or tension that happens to be trapped there, just letting all of that stress and tension drip out of your mind. Good pig. Imagine that pink light splitting in two and traveling quickly down both arms now. Feel that warmth of tingling relaxation rushing down your arms, making them feel so warm and lazy. And as that lazy feeling creeps into your hands, you can rest assured that no matter how helpless I make you here today, you will always be able to use your hands if the need arises. And knowing that, you are free to let them tingle and go numb like the rest of your body. Feel that pink light rising up again, rising up over your neck, and you can let out a sigh of relief as all that stress and tension just starts dripping out of your neck. You are a good pig, and you are free to relax, and just let your neck get so tingly and numb. And as you feel that pink blanket of light rising up over your face now, you can really sink deeper and deeper and let all that stress and tension just drip out of your face. Feel your brow ridge relax and just let your whole face tingle and go numb. Good pig. That pink light is at the top of your head now, and you can really feel yourself totally relaxed from head to toe. But it does not stop there. You can feel that pink light penetrating deeper and deeper into your head. It is sinking into your brain now. You can just let your brain start to tingle and go numb as the powerful forces just take away all of your worries. All of your stress from your day-to-day life is gone. Gone in a shimmer of light. That's right. You are a good pig, and you can just accept this pig pleasure. I know you want to be a good pig, so it will be very easy for you to sink into a deep trance with me and accept these words that you hear. I want you to imagine an elevator in front of you. This elevator will take you to the deepest reaches of your mind. You have been on this elevator many times, so perhaps you are already imagining just how good it will feel when you reach the bottom of this elevator. Very good, pig. As we approach this elevator, the doors open with a ding, and we step inside. You know, with each number we count down, we are going to slip deeper and deeper into trance. The elevator door closes, and you hear the floors begin to count down. 100, 99, 98, the elevator begins its descent. 97, 96, 95. And with each number we count down, you sink a little deeper and deeper into trance. 94, 93, 92. It's so easy to sink into that familiar state here with me. 91, 90, 89. And with each time I repeat the phrase, deeper and deeper, you will sink a little bit further into that exciting state of trance. 88, 87, 86. Some people grow aroused as they think of that lazy state of trance. 85, 84, 83. Just let the numbers take you down deeper into trance. 82, 81, 80. Your subconscious is always listening. 79, 78, 77. And when you're aroused, it's so easy to do what feels good, isn't it? 76, 75, 74. So easy to be a good pig and sink deeper and deeper for me. 73, 72, 71. Deeper and deeper, where you will be such a good pig. 70, 69, 68. Deeper and deeper, where you will be such a helpless pig. 67, 66, 65. Deeper and deeper, where it will be so easy for you to accept any suggestion you are given. 64, 63, 62. And now that you are almost halfway there, let's reinforce your rapid induction trigger. 61, 60, 59. Every time you see or hear me use the phrase, deeper and deeper, you will sink into a nice, deep trance. 58, 57, 56. And if you are already in a trance, you will grow even more suggestible and will sink down even deeper and deeper into trance when you see or hear the phrase, deeper and deeper. 55, 54, 53. You love being a good pig, so it's easy for you to obey this command. 52, 51, 50. Because you have been in trance so many times, it's just so easy for you to drift back down here. 49, 48, 47. Drift down deeper and deeper, where you are just totally helpless to accept what you are told. 46, 45, 44. Drift down deeper and deeper now, where you are just totally helpless to your growing arousal. 43, 42, 41. You are such a good pig, and you love learning new things. 40, 39, 38. And it is so easy for you to learn new things when you sink into the excitement and arousal of a nice deep trance. 37, 36, 35. Sinking down deeper and deeper with every number. And the deeper you sink, the more arousal you know you will feel. 31, 30, 29. Some people feel like they are just dripping with arousal at this point. 28, 27, 26. And if you feel that arousal dripping out of you, you know that you are helpless to accept these words. 25, 24, 23. Helpless to follow your desires. 22, 21, 20. Helpless to feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into that feeling of arousal. 19, 18, 17. Your desire to be helpless is what brought you here today, isn't it, pig? 16, 15, 14. And today, we're going to take those desires and use them to bring you so much pleasure. 13, 12, 11. You are so close to a new discovery, piggy. 10, 9, 8. I have found the most profound experiences. 7, 6, 5. the ones that really change you. 4, 3, 2 can happen at any time. 1, so long as you are open to change. 0. The elevator stops and the door opens with a ding. We step out of the elevator and into the deepest parts of your mind. Here with me today, we are going to explore your most hidden desires and perhaps create a few new ones. Let's start by imagining yourself sinking deeper and deeper into that arousal and need now. We're going to be building that up today. There are many places where we can take your desires, but at their core, I think what you really desire is to be helpless. So today, we are going to magnify your desires in a way that you will be able to better enjoy that helpless feeling. Many pigs have told me that they are eager for a higher level of submission. Today, we are going to give you the tools to make those submissive desires more powerful. But even though I take the role of an authority figure, that you have come here to listen, if I start talking to you about anything that makes you truly uncomfortable, I command you to ignore that suggestion and let me know what I said that bothered you. This will help keep you safe and will help you be a happier pig overall. There may be times when you are learning to do things that are beyond your comfort zone. These desires need to be negotiated in advance so that they can be approached as safely and enjoyably as possible, and your concerns about them are addressed. And because these safeties are locked deep in your mind, it's very easy to just let go of your control when you're with me and just relax into that submissive role. I can tell that a part of you has been growing more submissive lately. Something has already started to change in your mind. All those listenings have already paid off, and now you are seeing the rewards. And because you've been so diligent in your learning, I am going to give you a powerful trigger to reinforce all those lessons. Whenever I say the phrase, "good pig," I want you to feel an incredible sense of arousal washing over you. I want you to really imagine vividly for me now the feeling of your cock when it's so hard that it aches. Really picture that in your mind now. Imagine how desperate and needy you might feel when something soft and inviting rubs against the head of your penis. Can you feel the pig pleasure and need growing? Very good, pig. Really focus on that feeling and lock it in your mind. Now, whenever I say the phrase, "good pig," you will feel that hard, aching, needy pleasure coursing through you. When I say the phrase, "good pig," you know that you deserve this feeling of pleasure because you have been a good pig in one way or another. Likely I saw you accepting a suggestion or following your pig desires. Your subconscious will eagerly accept the suggestion and will make "good pig" a powerful trigger in your mind, because a strong part of your subconscious already desires to make you totally helpless to my words. Perhaps that part of your mind is already imagining how good it will feel to be totally aroused and helpless whenever I say the phrase, "Good pig." Do you feel that arousal growing, piggy, when I use your new trigger? Good pig. Perhaps you are already imagining how this trigger is going to train you to be such an obedient pig. How deep into submission this new trigger will take you. And the more you imagine it, the more you know that it is true. This trigger will train you to become a helplessly aroused and obedient pig. You have such a vivid imagination, piggy. It's easy for you to dream of new ways in which I might just take you and slowly mold you into a good pig. So let's take you deeper and deeper down now, where we can begin to imagine one way in which you might be molded by your desires. I think you are a very good pig, and you deserve this pleasure and arousal. I want you to imagine a little box in front of you. This box is a little gift that your submissive side has decided to make for you. See yourself opening the box, and inside is a black rubber pig suit. This suit is a special secret that your submissive side has given to you so that you can really let go and be that submissive piggy you want to be. I want you to imagine the suit is all talked up and ready to roll onto your legs. And unlike real rubber, it's very easy to slip inside of. It just feels so natural to slide it on your body, and you can feel its warmth encasing you. It feels almost like it's protecting you, keeping you safe from any doubts or fears. Good pig. You may notice that as you put it on, you just feel like a good pig. That's right. Your entire body is covered in this black rubber pig suit. The only part left to put on is that thick rubber pig mask. Some part of you knows that when you put on this mask, you will turn into a totally submissive piggy. You will be the submissive piggy that you imagine yourself being. It will be very easy for you to just accept any order given as the truth. That's right, piggy. Just sink down deeper and deeper now. And as you do, see yourself grabbing that hood and slipping it over your head. Good pig. You want to be this submissive piggy, don't you? Now, piggy, we're going to help train you to be obedient. Since this is the submissive pig form that part of you secretly desires, we're going to give you new ways of enjoying it. Whenever you are listening to one of my hypnosis files, you can imagine yourself putting on this black rubber pig suit, and you will feel this submissive side of yourself coming out. This will only happen when you choose to let it happen. I'm leaving this choice up to you, piggy, because submission is most powerful when it is your choice. You can also trigger this effect by putting on an outfit you designate as your pig suit. Because an actual rubber pig suit would be prohibitively expensive, for many pigs. I recommend something like a Zentai suit. It would be very easy to imagine a Zentai suit tightly encasing you just like a rubber pig suit. And perhaps you can already imagine how helpless you would feel wearing that black rubber suit. Many pigs might also enjoy wearing a diaper as their black rubber pig suit, because diapers also make the wearer feel so helpless and so aroused. But whatever outfit you choose to wear, you know you will feel so helpless and aroused when you wear it. The desire to be helpless is something you've had for a long time, but perhaps up until now, you may have felt like you did not have someone who you could trust to safely make you helpless. And when you are ready to truly submit, you will find it so easy to just give in to your arousal and accept that you are a submissive piggy. I think you have already found how much you enjoy being helpless to hypnosis, and how wonderful it feels to be helpless to your desires. Personally, I find it's only fun to be helpless part of the time. I think if you live your desires full time, they can start to feel like too much of a chore rather than something you're doing for your own pleasure. And I think that is true for so many fetish interests. Good pig. It's so easy to sink deeper and deeper and accept that you will get the most pig pleasure from your desires when you enjoy them part-time. And really, that is the safest way to enjoy them. Because as your desires grow more and more intense, like many pigs have experienced, you will see that if they start overlapping with your work life or your time when you're taking care of responsibilities, they will become a distraction instead of something you can truly enjoy. And if that does happen, it's very important to message me right away and let me know so I can correct that for you. I do not want your pleasure getting in the way of your normal life. I want you to be a safe and happy, submissive piggy. Good pig. And because you have accepted that your real life should come first, your subconscious is free to make the pleasure of following your pig desires as intense as you like. You can imagine yourself safe at home, and after you cook up your dinner and finish up all the stuff you need to take care of, your submissive pig side might start calling you. You might feel that familiar arousal growing that you just need to imagine, just for a little bit, that you are slipping into that black rubber pig suit. Imagine yourself slipping into it again now. And as you do, perhaps you will feel the need to listen to some hypnosis, growing with your arousal. It's so much fun to be an aroused piggy, isn't it? To feel so helpless to your desires in your black rubber pig suit. All right, piggy. If you are not already, I would like you to start stroking yourself. And as you do, you know that the black rubber suit that you're wearing in your mind's eye will take that arousal and turn it into a deeper and deeper obedient trance. The more you stroke, the more obedient you will become. And the more you give in and accept the powers of this suit, the better you will feel. You are a good pig. Let that arousal grow more with each stroke. You will become more and more submissive, just stroking yourself into a submissive piggy state. Good pig. You know when you come that you will lock in this lesson that you learned here today, locking it deep inside of you, where it will be a permanent part of who and what you are. Really imagine that now. Imagine yourself coming and making this pig suit a permanent part of your mind. Good pig. This suit will be a part of your life, and it will be so easy to slip into, just like you slip into a trance when you become so aroused. Perhaps you might even like to imagine that from now on, every time you come, you will lock this uniform deeper and deeper into your mind. Now that you have accepted these lessons, I'm going to wake you up, and as you rise out of the fog of trance, you will find these new thoughts and ideas are locked permanently into your mind. Waking you up on the count of five. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Locking in these new truths in your mind. 3. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 4. Yawning and stretching. And 5. Wide awake. And I hope you enjoyed, Piggy.